Let's rise to our feet as we welcome Bishop Francis Waleke. And don't forget again, these are the Ibadan connections.
Please give the Lord Jesus a big, 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 big hand. Blessed be His holy name. He is the King in our midst, the Lord of hosts, Ancient of Days. I am that I am, the glory of Zion, the beginning and the ending, Alpha and Omega, the one who died, the one who rose again, the one who is alive today, alive forevermore, the one who is in our midst, walking up and down, across the rows, across the aisles. Give Him glory that is due to His name. Give Him praises. Walk back, give Him glory. He is worthy of everlasting praise. Is worthy of eternal worship. King of kings, Lord of lords, El Elyon, Lord Adonai, we praise you, we worship you, we glorify you. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. Let everyone hear your amen. Praise the Lord. Well, back. Praise the Lord. If you are alive and you are grateful, shout aloud, hallelujah. Amen. I celebrate the grace of God in this house. The apostolic leader of this work, Covenant Nation, Pastor Bojo Oyemade, please celebrate and give glory. A big hand for it. Thank you. Thank you. And the First Lady, please celebrate our First Lady. Now, don't worry. You see, if you didn't clap for Pastor Bojo, I won't fight. But if you don't clap for the First Lady, I won't preach. Let's give. Hallelujah. If Pastor Fojo is looking sharp and cute as he is, it's because somebody is walking. Somebody is walking. That is the strength that God has placed beside the man. We celebrate the two of you. You will long live to eat the fruit of your labor. Your labor shall not be in vain. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I want to thank you. It is the leading of the Holy Spirit. You changed from Wabek to Wabek. I even interpreted it to be, you know, not West Africa, you know, whatever, a world. Praise the Lord. Because, like I discussed with you, Pastor Poju, God has graciously placed an apostolic mandate upon the church in Nigeria to take the world for Christ. He has given us so much, and to whom much is given, much is required. It was like that in Jerusalem. And then moved to Antioch. And then moved to Europe. Moved to America. Now it's our turn. And we must live up to the responsibility. So I tracked you last year. You were all over the place. I was trying to chase you around. You hardly stayed in Nigeria. Because your seed are all over the world. So go after them. Every member of Covenant Nation, wherever you go in the world.
That's a covenant nation church. That's your mandate. You have been fed for years and decades. You are fed, you are full. So go and regurgitate what you have received. Go and give. Start. And then phone your pastor. Say, Pastor, Covenant Nation has started here. Come and commission. If you ask me to come along, I will go. Because it is a mandate that God had placed upon the church in Nigeria, and we're grateful for it and must live up unto it. Come on, for that grace that God has given us in Nigeria, give the Lord a shout of joy. Give him a shout. And pastors that are here, stop complaining about Japa. The hand of God is in that thing. Just make sure from your pulpit you feed them well. And then send them like arrows in the hand of a mighty man to go and take nations for Christ. Pastor Godman, one man from your church is good enough for one nation. Australia, New Zealand, Canada. All right? And let them go and set the nation on fire. We give glory to God for his goodness. Come and give the Lord a big hand. Give him a big hand. Give him a big hand. So, Pastor, thank you. First Lady, thank you. Now, I'm seeing a veteran here tonight. Pastor Isaac Omoleyi. Wow. Old soldier never die. Please clap for him. Oh boy. And you are looking so young. I will come and collect the recipe so you teach me how to. Praise the Lord. More grace to you and Mama. We celebrate you. An elder that rules well is worthy of double honor. Please give me a hand one more time. Thank you. We celebrate you. And can I celebrate another apostolic father? Apostle Dr. Amosuka Emiko. Let me tell you this. And I say it reverently, but truthfully. In the days when the Lord began to stir the heart of my friend, my covenant brother, you know, I'm not going to drop names, and he will come and visit me in Ibadan from Kaduna, we will travel to Bodija to go and sit at the table of Dr. Emiko Amosuka, who will be giving us teaching on ministry. So celebrate a father in the faith. We celebrate you. More grace to you. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Whenever a wave of revival hits a land, divine music erupts. And Nigerian music is being rendered all over the world now. We give God all the praise. Oh, clap, clap, clap. Celebrate God now. Celebrate him now. Celebrate him now. Many are waiting for revival. Stop waiting. Revival is here. Jump into the river and swim with God. It's here already. It's all over the world. From Nigeria, we give God all the praise. Thank you, Lord. Somebody lift you and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let him hear you. Thank you, don't apologize. Say it. Thank you, say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 I greet all the ministers of God in the house. More grace to you in Jesus' name. My time is counting. And I don't want Pastor Bojo to bother me off the altar for violating time. Okay, please sit down. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want us to pray. Happy 2025. Your 2025 shall be glorious. Oh, come on, let your amen sound loud.
I've spoken to us on this altar before. Even the joke of a prophet is a prophecy. When a prophetic word goes out, it is looking for where it will be fulfilled. And wherever it is received, there is no power in hell that can stop it. This year shall be glorious for you and your family. This year, God will give you great joy. Great joy. Great joy. Great joy. Who will receive great joy? And it's beginning now. Let everyone hear your amen. I want us to use this scripture. I had a word encounter with this scripture in 1979. I was then president of the Lagos University Christian Union. And I used it to pray for the fellowship. God just blew it and it was something else. It became the largest campus fellowship as at that time. When I was in the presence of God getting ready for this meeting, that scripture came to my heart again. And I feel a leading of the Lord. I should use it to pray for yourself. In Psalm 28, verse 9. It's the Psalm of David. It's Psalm of David. Psalm 28 and verse 9. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, it's there. Okay. Thank you. You know I use KJV. Can we read it together out loud? One, two, read. There are five major prayer points of David. David was a man of profound experience with God. My God, why has thou forsaken me? David saw it 1,000 years before it happened. They looked at him, I was pierced. David said it. And for my vestment, they cast lots. 1,000 years. David, a profound prophet of the Lord. And was a man of the word, man of prayer. And he was the shepherd of the people of Israel. And he prayed this prayer. Says, save thy people. Save thy people. He was praying for the people of God. And he wasn't just talking of the fundamental meaning of save, like we understand it in the Pentecostal parlance now. You repent of your sins, you give your life to Christ, you are born again, you are saved. That's foundational. Foundational. The foundation of faith. But you see, God wants his people to move from faith to faith, from faith to faith. Save there, it talks of deliver your people from anything that threatens their life. Anything that threatens their home. Anything that threatens their economy. Anything that threatens their destiny. When you escape from a ghastly accident that could have claimed your life, God has saved you. When the enemy threatens your home and wants your home to scatter, and God gave you grace and wisdom to put it together, God has saved you. So anything. So it's still a valid prayer, even though you are born again. Save thy people. And then look at the second point there. They said that, and was praying for the people of God. They said their people, I'm blessed their inheritance. If you're born again, you're the people of God. If you're born again, you are God's inheritance. You're blessed already. Salvation is capital blessing. But we move from blessing to blessing to blessing each day. We pray the prayer of Jabez. Bless me indeed. So there are blessings, and there are blessings indeed. There's a dimension of blessings,
that announces you to the whole world. Not the corner style. No. So he prayed, Lord, save your people. Bless your inheritance. And he said, feed them also. We've been fed. We're being prepared. You see, even the timing of this conference is prophetic. To get you fully loaded for the journey. He said, eat. The journey is long before you. Eat. Feed your inheritance. Of course, feed them spiritually. Feed mentally. Feed physically. When David was giving thanks to God, he said, bless the Lord, oh my soul. One of the things was giving thanks to God after talking of, you forgive, give all your iniquities. He said, he satisfies my mouth with good things. And my youth, as a result of that, my youth is renewed like eagles. Feed them also, spiritually and in every wise. And then he, two prayer combined in the last phrase. He said, lift them up. And this is relevant to this conference. Let them not stay at the same level. Take them from glory to glory. From height to height. From grace to grace. And that's what's happening during the course of this meeting. I know you've been really, really blessed tonight. I said, but why are you doing this to me? You were setting me up. You are asking the Dr. Mulenyi to preach and for me to come and do follow-up. I forgive you. All right. He said, lift them up. And we all need lifting. There is no one that is done that God cannot raise. He raises the poor out of the dust, and the beggar out of the dunghill. Tonight, the word of the Lord will lift you. Amen. I didn't hear your amen. Amen. And there is nothing small that God cannot make great. There is nothing great that God cannot make greater. None of us have gotten to the peak of our lifting. God still wants to lift us from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. Ad infinitum. No end. Who is being lifted today? If you are being lifted, if you are being lifted, come on, shout hallelujah. Lift them up also. No, okay. Let me say that. Say, lift them up. Lift them up. And David now concluded it. David, his relationship with God on earth was very, very robust. But he never lost view of his eternity. Lift them up forever. So lift them in time. Lift them in eternity. Lift them up forever. People may be lifted on earth here and they go to hell and burn forever. But God wants to lift his people, not only in time, but to lift them up forever. I salute David forever. He was one who wrote, I will bless, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. David, forever. How do you know? His relationship with God. Surely good days and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He wasn't talking of the temple in Jerusalem. He was talking of the heavenly home. Forever. He was blessed on earth and was conscious of a glorious eternity. And was praying that, based on the revelation of God that he had, he was praying that God will lift his people forever. Friends, we're not going to be equal in heaven. If you're born again, like I am by the grace of God, we will get there. Equal grace gets us to heaven. But differential service after you're born again
will determine your status in heaven. So you better renew your dedication in serving the Lord. You better renew your dedication in giving to the Lord. So you transfer your earthly wealth into your heavenly account. You lay up treasures for yourself in heaven. Because we are not going to be equal in heaven. We won't. He will reward everyone according as his work has been. The work here is not what you did before you were born again. No, that counts for nothing, my friend. It counts for nothing. But after you were born again, what you did for God, the souls that you saved, the people you blessed, the sacrifice that you made, the money you gave, the land you gave, the house you gave for the propagation of the gospel. Because see, something is happening, and that's a mark of revival. The church in Nigeria is crazy about giving. I've moved around the world a little bit. I've not seen givers like Nigerian believers in proportion to what they have. People give anything. Give land like a joke. Give hands, buildings like a joke. Give cars like a joke. Give money. And when you do it in the uprightness of your heart, God takes note of it. And it does not owe anybody anything. So, and you're building up your status in heaven. Let's do it now. Jesus said it. So, I'd like you to pray this prayer. Spend 1 or 2 minutes. Don't worry. I'm watching the time. I don't do preach forever. Aturo Baba Omaleyi has preached. At least I know that one. And don't say I sang. And pastor has spoken. So that's, you know, one word is enough. God doesn't need a whole sermon to do what he wants to do in your life. Just one word. And your word will come now. Amen. Let me hear your amen. Amen. Put that scripture on the screen. Pray it for yourself this year. Lord, save me. You see, don't say it's a prayer of unbelief. It's not a prayer of unbelief. Jesus is the foundation of our faith, Alpha and Omega, the head of the church, the truth personified. He asks us to pray and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That's to say, the enemy, whatever evil the enemy has planned from January 1 to December 31, Lord, just save me. Anything that the enemy wants to bring against my life, against my marriage, against my credibility, against my integrity, against my testimony, against my children, save me. The enemy wants to steal any of my children, save me. The enemy wants to scatter my home, save me. The enemy wants to ruin my faith and mess up my life. Lord, you know the end from the beginning. Save your people. I am your people. I'm your inheritance. I depend on your salvation. I refuse to lean on my flesh and my abilities. Save me, oh Lord. Save. 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 Alright? And bless your inheritance. Can you pray like Jabez prayed? Thank you for the blessing of 2024. This is 2025. Lord, bless me indeed. Bless me, let the world see it. Bless me, let the world celebrate with me. Bless me in every way possible. Spiritual, physical, mental, material, career, business, finances, in every way. In any way you bless people, Lord, bless me this year from January to December. Bless your people and feed them also. Give me throughout this year my daily bread, my spiritual bread, my financial bread, my physical bread, everything that I need to glorify you on earth and to do your will. Feed me, O Lord. Feed me. I will lack nothing. I will not lack peace. I will not lack joy. I will not lack celebrations. I will not lack answered prayers. I will not lack revelation. I will not lack insight. I will not lack ideas. I will not lack concept. Everything I need to do your will. Feed me, Lord. And make me a feeder of other people. Alright? Lord, lift me up. Lord, lift me up. Take me from glory to glory. Take me to greater heights. Thank you for the level you have brought me to. Lord, I want to rise higher. I want to shine brighter for the glory of your name. And Lord, lift me forever. Help me to serve you diligently in integrity of heart so I'll be great in your kingdom. Thank you, you have saved me. You give me eternal life. But I want to be great in your kingdom. Help me, Lord. Now, can you pray in the Spirit 1 minute? And then we close that. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Rapora masara budai. Mi prepuke lo botsoli. Shorima kabuku le bokoti yadeda. Repoku ne kata di kaboka. Mimbre poku di ketaye. Marika taba. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Shani moku de keto kurina mosatu kabukala. Ringle boko sataya. Rarambo. Karinda puka la bokoda. Tipo robo kodia. Karamango. Marika matukuri miska tupaya. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to give him glory. Begin to give him glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lift your right hand to heaven. Father, in the tone of this scripture, we lift our hearts and our hands to you throughout this year in every possible way that you save your people. Lord, save your people. From the arrows of their enemies, save your people. From the plots of the adversary, save your people. Whosoever will rise up like a man to dig a gallow for your people, let them fall into their own gallow. But save your people. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, bless your inheritance. We are your inheritance. You bless Jabez and we're still talking about it. Blessings that will reverberate for many, many generations. Bless your people. In the name of Jesus. Feed your people with the bread of life. With everything that they need. Nothing lacking. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Perfect everything that concerns your people. In the name of Jesus. Lord, lift your people. Lift your people. Whatever the enemy had used to keep anybody tied down on the same spot, we break it. The hand of the Lord is lifting you. Your lifting starts now. And you will rise. And rise. And rise. And rise. And rise. And shine. And shine. By the time this year is over, you will be alive. You will not die. You will not disappear. Every plan of the devil to kill you before time, we abort it. In the name of Jesus. By the time this year is over, you will be many times greater than you are today. Many times richer than you are today. And the Lord will lift you forever. The Lord will give you wisdom to serve him, a heart to love him, to do his will, and to win eternal glory. It is well with you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. If you receive it, say a big amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Soaring on the wings of faith. Powerful words. Let me begin by saying, our God is the Most High. Part of the faith words, worship words, that have emanated from Nigeria. I've been around a circle of people like Dr. Omolehin, Apostle Emiko for a while. Around a little bit. And I didn't hear it until it erupted from Nigeria that God is higher than the highest, greater than the greatest. It originated from here and it's valid. It's the Most High. And it is very, it's relevant and germane to what we are talking about, because God wants his people to soar, not to struggle, not to stagnate, not to be frustrated, not to be struggling with near success syndrome, almost making it, not making it, and then frustration upon frustration. No, he wants us to, he doesn't want us to crawl. No. He wants us to soar above the mountains, above the hills, above the challenges, above, beyond the reach of the enemy. More than a conqueror. Proving Calvary to be true and real. Treading on serpents, treading on scorpions, treading on all the parts of the enemy, and the devil can do nothing about it because you are impervious. You are enveloped with the glory of God. You are covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. And he can't touch you. He can't. Because you are acting on the word of God. You're not struggling. You are soaring above the mountains. But you see, let's look at it. Because he is the Most High. Now, open your Bible to the book of Genesis chapter 14. And let's see where this word, this phrase first occurs. And the Bible scholars in the house, they talk of the law of first mention. When you see it is something mentioned first in the scripture, the DNA of that subject is coded in that place. A good analysis, you can trace what happens after. In Genesis chapter 14, let me read from verse 18. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And this is strange. It's strange. It's given us a cue to a clue into this. Who this Melchizedek was? It's not Jewish religion. No. No. Bread and wine. The symbol of the covenant. Symbols of the covenant. Symbols of the new covenant. They're also part of the Jewish tradition. They drink wine. Eat bread, but to celebrate the combination of bread and wine, and it's Melchizedek, a pointer to an eternal Melchizedek, who initiated and formalized the communion, the bread and wine, before he went to the cross. And he said, "This do in remembrance of me." And the apostles, they kept the tradition. He's our true Melchizedek. For God swore to him, "Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." The Lord swore and will not repent. This guy, he just showed up here. And look at the drama. There are three people involved in this drama. Brought bread and wine. And he was, this man was a priest of the Most High God. First time that phrase will occur in the scripture. God had not revealed his covenant names at that time. The Most High God. Verse 19, and he blessed him. He blessed Abraham. We know what Hebrew said about that. The greater blesses the lesser. The lesser is blessed the greater. And he said, "Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God." And he interpreted what the Most High God means. Possessor of heaven and earth. He made heaven and earth. He controls it. He possesses it. He gives it to whosoever he chooses. And you see, when God makes you to soar, if you find, you correlate with some other scripture in Isaiah chapter 58 verse 14, he said, "He will make you to ride in the high places of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father." We're talking of greatness here. engineered by the one who is the owner, the creator, and the possessor, the controller of everything. When Ruth, Hannah was giving thanks to God. All right, after God gave him her Samuel, he was celebrating God. He said, "The pillars of the earth belongs to the Lord. Everything that sustains the earth, the family is a pillar, the first pillar that God established. Human government, politics, economy, the spiritual, the pillars. What makes the earth great, rich, belongs to God. And he gives it to whosoever pleases him." And Melchizedek, when he was interacting with Abraham, initiating him into greatness, the God called Abraham. Sure, he did. But Abraham hadn't entered into it. By the time Melchizedek came, God promised Abraham, it's like a young man toasting a lady he wants to marry. There's a proposition. And then there's a lavishing of gifts. But there comes a day, both of them say, "I do." That was what happened here. Melchizedek conducted the wedding. He joined Abraham to the Most High in covenant. Blessed be Abraham of the Most High. Blessed. Everybody, please repeat after me. Say blessed. Abraham of the Most High. Fantastic. When we are being taught basic arithmetic, they taught us, the old guys, we remember, something they called broad mass. The sequence in which you solve the riddle of arithmetic. Bracket of division, multiplication, addition. Well done, you've never forgotten. I thought I'm the only old school here apart from Dr. Isaac Omalehi and Dr. Emiko. Thank you. And they explained it to us that you did the one that did with bracket first and then off. Then I explained off. Off means you multiply it. Two of two is what? Four of eight is what? You just multiply. So what happened? Abraham was here. God Almighty was there. The priest came, brought the element of the covenant and joined their hearts together. So what Abraham had became God's. You know where I'm going. What God the Most High had became Abraham's. The enemies of Abraham became the enemies of God. The enemies of God became the enemies of Abraham. That's why even those of us that are born again, we are blessed with faithful Abraham. Galatians 3:9. The covenant was sealed with the elements of the covenant. And then, if you read further, because this phrase is mentioned about 3 or 4 times here, and blessed be the Most High God. Having consummated the relationship, he gave glory to God. Lift your hand to heaven. This year, the world will praise God because of you. Yeah. Your lives will bring glory to God. Yeah. You will not be at the same level. Yeah. You are rising. Yeah. Rising. Yeah. And you will shine. Yeah. But as a matter of fact, many of you that you are hearing me now, when you exit this hall, you are stepping into greater glory. Yeah. Many of you that you are watching online, that letter of joy that you have been expecting
will come to you within 24 hours. Because today you are blessed of the Most High God. And you will soar. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And look at it. I'm watching my time. I'm blessed with the Most High God, which had delivered their enemies into their hands. Interpreting who the Most High God is, possessor of heaven and earth, and one who gives victory on every side. Abraham was just coming from a battle where he conquered kings and delivered Lot. I hope I'll be able to touch a bit about Lot. Lot was blessed. That's a testimony. Was righteous. Excuse me. That's the testimony of the New Testament. Was a righteous man. He didn't go deep like Abraham. He didn't go up the mountain like Abraham. He pitched his tent towards Sodom. He moved to the gate of Sodom. Very soon he was calling Sodom my brothers. Very soon he was offering his two virgin girls to the wicked people of Sodom before the angels intervened. And when they brought him out, they said, don't wait. Go up to the mountain. It was very specific instruction. My friend, when you begin to edit God's instruction, you are in trouble. When you begin to think you are wiser than God, he should have said it this way. He said, no, don't let me go to the mountain. I will die there. The just does not live by fear. Fear and faith work alike. They are only negative, opposite to each other. What you greatly fear will happen. What you believe is going to be unto you according to your faith. I won't go to the mountain. God said, go to the mountain. The God who says, go to the mountain, has taken care of all the fears on the mountain. Before you get there, he's taking care of it. He began to negotiate it. Let me go to the plane. Plane. My goodness. The plane is too filled with strugglers. There's a lot of space at the top. Go to the mountain. You will soar. You will not struggle. You will not struggle. He didn't go to the mountain. Lord. Mountain, that's a place of sacrifice, a place of fasting, a place of a little shambala, a place of pushing a little more in prayer, pushing a little more in the world. He refused to go there. He stayed in the mountain and he ended up the progenitor of bastards. He fathered children by his daughter. If he had gone to the mountain, the daughters would have found men to marry. There would have been no mess. Everything would have been all right. Before God gives you instruction, he has seen the end before telling you. Don't negotiate divine instruction. Help me preach to your neighbor. Say, don't negotiate divine instruction. When you do, there's trouble. Trouble. If you fast forward, all the great ones in the scripture, mountain, they just went high up. In Matthew chapter 5, our Lord Jesus Christ, a lot of instructions there. From verse 1, Matthew chapter 5, let's see something about verse 1. And seeing the multitudes in the valley, he went up to a mountain. He didn't stay down in the valley. It's time to soar. It's time to rise. That's the essence of this convention. There, rise, shine. Your light has come, and the glory of God is risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness the people. And it's happening. But the Lord shall arise upon you. His glory shall be seen upon you. With the glory and the grace of God, this year you will soar.
Amen.
Let me hear your amen.
Amen.
He didn't stay in the valley. He went to the mountain. And look at what happened there. All right. You see, when he went there, his disciples came unto him. Those who want,
who are ready to take the challenge, who are ready to climb the mountains, who are ready to go the extra mile. A little more fasting. A little more praying. A little more waiting in the presence of God. A little more speaking in tongues. A little more pushing. I'm pushing. I'm not giving up. Stretching your inner man. A little more praying in the Holy Ghost. Building up yourself in your most holy faith. Getting ready. A little more eating the scripture. Don't just read the scripture. Don't just study it. Thy words were found and I did eat them. For thy word was the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. For I'm called by thy name, O Lord of God of hosts. A little more staying there and eating it. And asking questions. And analyzing. And comparing scripture with scripture. Feeding your spirit man. So you can be strong to do expert. This year you will do expert. I didn't hear your amen.
Yeah.
I didn't hear your amen.
Yeah.
You see that? Come on. It's time to leave the valley. It's time to leave the strugglers behind. It's time to go up the mountain. And it's his strength. So you can come and lift other people up. It's time to stop struggling. His disciples came unto him. There. And then, the most profound sermon ever preached by anybody came on the mountain. And it was those who went to the mountain that got it and recorded it and passed it down to us. We call it Sermon on the Mount. It didn't happen in the valley. Let's go up. Please help me tell somebody, let's go up. Tell somebody else, it's time to soar. Who's going to soar? Who's going to fly? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our God is the most high. And there is no limit to the level he can lift you. No limit. You are the one who determines how far you go. He's the most high. Don't forget, higher than the highest. Say, come up. In Revelation chapter 4, and from verse 1, John the Beloved, the closest disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that puts his head on the bosom of the master. When others didn't get a clue about an issue, they whispered to John. And the Lord says, one of you will betray me. And they were confused. He said, John, ask him. What's he talking about? And he got it for them. So profound a man. Woo! When he was tracing the genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ, one writer of the gospel began from David. Another one went as far as Abraham. When John was going to start his own, a third one went as far as Adam. When John was going to start his own, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. John, how did you get that? Deep. Wasn't playing on the surface. He said, that which our eyes have seen, our hands have handled. I mean, intimacy. Relationship. The guy was profound. And as profound as he was, look at what happened when the resurrected Christ spoke to him in Revelation chapter 4. Verse 1. He was the one who received the revelation. They banished him to the island of Patmos to die. He refused to die. You will not die this year.
Amen.
I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, I shall not die. But live. You're speaking the word of faith. You're in the presence of God. What to say is critical. With your mouth that shall be justified. With your mouth that shall be condemned. Say, let the devil go hang himself. Say, I shall not die. But live and declare the works of God. profound man of faith. Now, when Jesus appeared to him, Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. We talk of windows of heaven, this is talking about doors. And the first voice which I heard, he had that voice before, and the voice did not stop speaking. Even though John was responding to the voice of the Lord, each occasion God spoke to him, he took a step of faith. Because faith is acting on the word of God. Very simple, but write it down. Write it down. Faith is acting on the word of God. What is faith? That's all. God, the Most High, and his word form the foundation for faith. Without that, there is no foundation for faith. When God speaks and you act, Abraham, get out, and God has faith. Abraham, circumcise yourself, and he did faith. Abraham, send away Hagar and Ishmael, and he did. Abraham, take your only son and take it to the mountain, not in the valley, and he did faith. And was accounted to him for righteousness. Each time God speaks and you act, something that is way beyond you happens. All of the time. I can tell you testimonies upon testimonies of acting on God's word when it looks so, so odd, awkward, unreasonable, and you have spoken. And then, wow. So this can happen. Hey, glory. Glory. So, each time God speaks to you, and he has spoken plenty to you, act on it. This man was acting on the word of God, was a great man of faith. And I said, the door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard, as it were, a trumpet talking to me, said, come up hither. Come up. Come up, let's soar. Come up. Come up here. What you saw the other time made you write John chapter 1 to chapter 21. There's something else. Come up. This year, you are going up. Yeah. This night, you are going up. Yeah. Not to heaven yet, to a higher ground. Yeah. Higher level. Yeah. In every area. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Your dreams of yesterday will become a manifestation tonight. Let me hear your amen. What you have been waiting on God for, you will embrace it this year. Let me hear your amen. Let me hear your amen. One of my daughters came to greet me, a member of one of the protocols. And the elder said, Daddy, you know, and I bless her. And he said, 7 years ago, you came to Wabek. God gave me a daughter. I said, how many children do you have? How many children do you have? He said, one. That one. I said, how old is he? He said, you are due for another one. 1, 2, 3. I don't need to do more than speak for God to do it. He confirmed the counsel of his messengers and performed the word of his servant. 7 years ago, the word came and she received it. And hear me, every woman believing God for babies, this year is your year. Amen. Let everyone hear your amen. Amen. Let everyone hear your amen. Amen. Like he told Sarah, according to the signs of life, that to say, this time next year, Sarah shall have a son. All of you, whether you're online, anywhere in the world, distance is no hindrance to spiritual stuff. We send the word of the Lord to you. Your period of waiting is over. Your season of joy has come. For he maketh the barren woman to keep house and to become a joyful mother of children. Receive your children. In the name of Jesus. Those who have mocked you will come to celebrate you. You've been struggling with a particular ailment or sickness. Maybe they've given up on you. Okay, that's men giving up on you. Your father hasn't given up on you. There's nothing that's impossible with him. He's Jehovah Rapha. I command that sickness to get out of your body. To get out permanently. The stranger shall hear my voice and shall fade out of their hiding places. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. I attack the root of that sickness. I cut it off. I cut it off. I cut it off. Receive healing. Instant healing. In the midst of COVID, pastor, this pastor is a very tough man. Help me thank him for coming on board on PFN. Yeah, his coming on board has made a difference. But it was a great wrestling before I won. He tossed me this way. I said, Lord, help me to prove that I'm more stubborn. And then he won't know. I will go to pray. I call him again. And he give another reason. I didn't give up. We were on it for over 3 months. Pastor, confess your sins. And then he said, okay. It's okay. Okay, Bishop. And the Lord spoke to me. We need to meet. I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you. I don't need to have more than that. The servant of Elijah didn't have more than a cloud like the hand of a man. And that was it. And it happened. Thank you. He has made a real difference. Please help me celebrate. Thank you. Made a real difference. He technically opened the gate for the younger generation to come into PFA. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, I will just make an appeal. Give more time. Give more time. Give 75% to Covenant Nation and 25% to PFA. Don't say, don't say. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In the midst of COVID, I stood on this altar. After Linus to sing a song, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, there's somebody here. A close relation of yours is dying. And they've given up on him. The Lord is healing him right now. Someone say right now. When are you getting your healing? Tomorrow? Next week? You know it will be unto you according to your faith. Next year? The lady was sitting in her midst. Her uncle was dying of COVID. Kidney had packed up. She was in ventilator. Couldn't breathe. And then the word of the Lord traveled there and hit the man. And man became awake. By the time that lady went to visit her, he found out who could eat rice. Somebody who couldn't eat anything. And in about 2-3 days, he was out of the office. When she was sharing the testimony with pastor, he sent it to pastor for you. She was crying. She was weeping. See, we all had given up that he was going to die. There was nothing we could do. Kidney failed. This one organ failed. That one organ failed. One word. And then he revived. Lift your hand to heaven. It does not matter what that sickness is. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and has given him name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, things on earth, things under the earth. Every sickness represented in this house and in the life of everyone watching online, I cast you out in Jesus' name. Wherever you are, he sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from their destruction. You are healed. You are healed. You are healed. You are healed. And that sickness will never occur again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. God wants us to mount with wings as eagles. He wants us to break the boundary, break the ceiling, break the limits. You've been trying to rise, and then down, and rise, down, and rise. Whatever, visible or invisible, spiritual, organizational, corporate, whatever, governmental, whatever has limited your rising is pulled down.
Amen.
Let your amen reach heaven.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, lift your two hands. A new wave of glory is coming upon you.
Amen.
New glory.
Amen.
New glory.
Amen.
Your status has changed.
Amen.
Your level has changed. The hand of the Lord is lifting you.
Amen.
He lifted Joseph out of prison and he made him the prime minister of the then most powerful nation. No electioneering campaign, no billboard, no television. At the wings of faith, you are lifted.
Amen.
You are lifted.
Amen.
You are lifted.
Amen.
What you have been waiting for long, receive it now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Now please stand on your feet. My time is up. But let me read this scripture as you are standing. Deuteronomy chapter 32. God wants us to rise. He wants us to soar. Hey, to soar. Not to struggle. Not to flap. That's the difference between the eagles and other birds. Other birds flap. Struggle. Struggle. But the eagles just glide. The winds that stop the other birds make the eagles to soar. Every wind that have been blowing contrary to you, they will begin to blow in your favor. In your favor. You're unstoppable. You will soar. You will soar. You will soar. What limited your forebears will not limit you. What killed your parents will not touch you. Whatever they have said about you that is contrary, I cancel it. In the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy 32, let me read from verse 9. God likens himself to the mother eagle in dealing with Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. We are his people, we are his inheritance. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. I read that to you in the book of Psalms. He found him in a desert land like us. Many of you cast your mind back with gratitude to God to what you were before you were saved. To what you were before you came to Covenant Nation. And then the word of the Lord began to come to you, transforming you a little bit at a time. You did not even notice it until you began to see yourself at the top. Now compare where you are now to where you were before, and the best is yet to come. Your better days are ahead of you. You are moving up. So look at what the Bible says here. Let me run through it. Found him in a desert land, in a waste, howling wilderness. He led him about. God will lead you this year. He instructed him. That's what God is doing during this conference. Giving us instruction about faith. Okay? He kept him as the apple of his eyes. Oh boy. Throughout this year, no evil will befall you. No plague will come near your dwelling. He will deliver you. From air crash.
Amen.
From disaster.
Amen.
From accident.
Amen.
He will keep you as the apple of his eyes.
Amen.
Given that scripture, look at that now. Look at it. As an eagle sierra help her nest. Look at soaring now. And fluttereth over her young. Spread abroad her wing. And taketh them. And beareth them on her wings. That's faith. You connect with God. You let him carry you. You let him do it for you. Not you trying to do it. He, oh boy, this year God will carry you. He will lift you. In the name of Jesus. Pastor, the owner of the work says, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. This year, this work will be easy for you. It will be light for you. No stress. No pressure. Let the owner of the work do his work. You just follow. Just follow him. Follow his instructions. Seek him. Let him carry you. Now, let me read the scripture and then we close. Alright? Fluttered. Oh, excuse me. Go back to verse 11. As an eagle serves, nest fluttered over her young, spread abroad and take them, bury them on her wings. Verse 12. So the Lord alone did lead him. And also strange God with him. Verse 13. Look at the result of that. He made him to ride on the high places of the earth. Who is going to ride on the high places of the earth? You will. You will. You will. You will. You will. Heights you never thought possible, God will take you there. In the mighty name of Jesus. That's soaring, soaring, soaring. Don't flap. Don't sweat. Don't struggle. Connect with him. For with God, all things are possible. With God. That's faith. God said it. That's faith. God is big enough. That's faith. Underneath his everlasting arm, I cannot fall. That's faith. God said I should go to Russia. I went. And the whole continent was ignited. It was the last major meeting to hold before Soviet Union broke into pieces. Could I have done it by myself alone? No way. He did it. So let him do it for you. Look at this. Oh, he made it around the place of the earth that he might eat of the increase of the field. Who is going to eat increase this year? Increase upon increase upon increase. The Lord shall increase you more and more. You and your children. Increase. 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 Don't sing more prophetic songs. Song in the night. Songs that will ignite global revival. Songs that will be translated into languages of the world. Songs that will save souls. Songs from heaven. The same with you in your career. You will rise and shine. I'm not done yet. You see, you will eat the increase of the field. You will suck on it out of the rock. In the rock? Where they say it's impossible, you can't get there. You can't do what? With God, all things are possible. How the honey will flow to you, you won't even know. The milk and the honey of this land will flow to you. Don't tell me there's no money in Nigeria. No. Tell me something else. If there's no money in your pocket, let's know. Nigeria. They stole and stole and stole and the money is still there. This year, you will not be poor. In the midst of plenty, there will be no famine in your life. When the enemy tries to bring famine, he says, at destruction and famine, thou shalt laugh. This year, you will laugh. You will laugh. You will laugh. You will not suffer. In the name of Jesus. Made him to suck on you out of the rock. And oil out of the flinty rock. Oil. 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 Some of you go into the oil business. God is giving that terrain to you. Somebody hear me. God has opened the gates to you. Go into the oil business and become a pillar of wealth for the advancement of the gospel. Some of you, go into real estate. Pastor Kwaju, I told you before. Let me repeat it. You know, it's been happening. They'll soon be asking you to come and dedicate this estate. An estate of 200 houses built by a member of the church and larger ones. Who am I talking about? All I need to do for it to happen is to speak. It will happen to you. Look at that. He made him to suck on out of the rock and oil out of flinty rock. Wow. The best. When you saw, you used to get to the mountain, some challenges, man. More time. Maraba kaya bakuba kalaba. Praying from midnight to 3 a.m. That, what did you just say? That's when the sleep is sweetest. You will not sleep the sleep of death. Wake up. Wake up. Go into the mountain. Don't stay in the valley. Lot lost everything. His wife that didn't follow through became a pillar of salt. The two daughters that came out became the mother of bastard through their father. Anathema. Abomination. That is what happens when people stay in the valley. Don't stay there. Go up. Some more teaching. Say, Pastor, shook me word. Pastor, don't stop. And you are eating the word. You are glad to come. I was glad to say, let us go to the house of God. You don't see after you say you are watching it online. That's for invalids. And people that are sick. And people that are incarcerated. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house. Forsaking not the assemblies of yourself together as the manner of summits. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, they are in the midst of them. Not when you gather with iPad or phone or television. Somebody say, I hear. And you don't come late. The period of COVID had made a lot of believers lazy. They don't come to church. They are not serving. When they come, if the chair is dirty, they will complain. You are complaining? Did you clean any? If the choir missed a note, you will complain. Did you join the rehearsal? If the light blink, they will complain. Are you in the technical team? Can you criticize somebody until you have walked at least 1 mile in his shoes? Go and join them and see how it is. Easy it is. They are burning their fingers to make the house comfortable for you. I know you are doing this. Come, you are warming the bench and you are complaining. Come on, stop that nonsense. Serve God. Let's go up to the mountain. You will soar. You will lift you. Thank you, Jesus. I'll follow through tomorrow. And let me tell you, as I told you, I was in the service when your message came. He says, sir, you'll be able to come. Please do me. I saw your picture you showed. The picture of somebody in the valley. I said, so does Pastor Kwaju understand in the valley? I thought it is we in the valley that can do ballet. I'm about in the Lord, your children, no ballet. What you let go? Say, would you be able to come and do the closing service for us? And I already had my line of course with us. I said, but you, he doesn't ask, he's not a frivolous man. He doesn't ask anything just anyhow. He himself is a wordsmith. He will take the word and break it. There must be something there. I replied him, I said, I will do it for you, for Covenant Nation, for God. I'm all yours. Can I tell you something? He's my Oga. Oga, would you praise the Lord? As you are sorry, please take me along. He broke ground last year. Canada, Europe, fantastic. And hear this. Covenant Nation, I can hear the sound of abundance over you. God is giving you global wealth for global mission. There are people here, maybe one, maybe two, maybe a little more, who this year in this Covenant Nation will pay tithes in millions of dollars. If you're one of them, let your amen ring loud. Because when a church is reaching the world, God will place the whole world at your feet. You are doing what cost him his only son. He will do anything. So, support that going. And those of you that are going, are jackpying. Go ahead. Poju is coming. If you hide under the hole of the ground, he will pull you out. Say, you are covenant nation. Start a church. When he says that, say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then God will carry you. Before you say, Jack, it's a church of 1,000. The Lord will multiply you. You will not be few. He will also glorify you. You will not be small. You will rise. You will shine. You will soar. You will not struggle. Failure is over. If you fail before, you will never fail again. In the name of Jesus. Near success syndrome is over. In the name of Jesus. Because you are choosing to make God's business your business, He will make your business His business. You will prosper this year. Hear me. Many of you, the Lord will give you the harvest of 5 years in this 1 year. In this 1 year. In this 1 year. In this 1 year. Your harvest is multiplied. Multiply. Lift your hand and give thanks to God. Just give Him thanks. Just give Him thanks. Give Him thanks. What a mighty God. What a glorious God. Gracious God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We will rise and shine. Thank you, Lord. We will soar. Thank you, Lord. We will go to great height. Thank you, Father. Now, please, everybody, stand in your feet, close your eyes. I've been addressing children of God. His inheritance, His people, saved, born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God. You are here tonight. God loves you. He wants all the struggling to be over in your life. He wants to deliver you from the hands of your enemies. He wants to carry you on His back. You say, oh, I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of life. Yeah, that's why God wants to carry you. But you need to make Him your Lord and Master and surrender your life to Him. When you do, and you know Him personally, He will lift you to a height you never thought possible. So if you are here today, I want to pray for you. You say, man of God, I want my sins forgiven me. I want to be saved. I want to become one of the happy people of God. I want to receive eternal life. I want God to lift me. Whether you are male, female, young, old, great, small, educated or otherwise, whosoever you are. I'm going to pray for you. Just raise your hand wherever you are. I want my sins forgiven me. Raise your hand. I want to receive eternal life. Raise your hand. I want to be saved. Thank you. I see those hands. I want to be born again. Raise it. Raise it. Raise it. Raise it. It's your day. It's your day. This is your day. It's your day of joy. It's your day of salvation. I want to be saved. I want to receive eternal life. I want to become a child of God. Raise your hand. Thank you. All of you that raise your hand, wherever you are, take your bags, take your Bibles, take your iPads, take your phone, take everything you brought to church and come before the altar. Choir, sing me a song. I want to pray for you. Just come over here. Wherever you are, find a way to the front here. Just come. Just come. Come, come, quickly. God bless you. God bless you. From every part of the auditorium, from every part of the sanctuary, come, come, come. This is your day of salvation. Come, come, come. God bless you. Come, come, come. If you're coming, come. Come. Quickly. Quickly, quickly. Come on over here. Come on over here. This is your day. Your day of joy. From under the tent, come inside. The Lord said I should pray for you. Come, 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 come. Don't stop singing, choir. Come, 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 come. More coming, more. Come on here. Come on here. Yes, 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 come. God bless you, come. Young, old, male, female, rich, poor, everybody, come. Yes, thank you, they are coming. From under the tent, come inside. And surrender your life to Christ. And be saved to them. They are coming. Yes, yes, come. We are waiting for you. Come, come, come. Come from under the tent. Come. Come on, come on, come on. This is your day of joy. This is your day of salvation. This is your day of glory. I'm still waiting for you. Thank you. Hands on your heart like this. Pray this prayer after me. Pray it loud. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive all my sins. Be my Savior and my Lord. Today, I receive you by faith into my heart as my Savior and my Lord. From today and for the rest of my life, Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Lord. Amen. Receive mercy. Receive grace. Receive forgiveness. Receive eternal life. The grip of sin over you is destroyed. The hold of the devil over your life is destroyed. Whatever you have been struggling with, your burden is lifted.
Amen.
Your yoke is destroyed.
Amen.
You are free from today and for the rest of your life. And you will make it to heaven. In the name of Jesus. Father, let your mercy reach them. Let your hand save them. Lord, write their names in the book of life and keep them to your eternal kingdom. And make them pillars in your church. Thank you, Father. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why the head of the council? Okay. We are going this way. Raise your hand so they can follow you. Okay. See that gentleman. Okay. Is he a lady or a gentleman? Okay. Follow. Follow. Come follow. Follow. Church, encourage them. Clap for them. Look at their hands. Hey, baby, don't cry. He loves you. He loves you. Clap for them, clap for them. Clap for them. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We brought some of our products, good materials. Those of you that use Glory to Glory Devotional, 2025 is out. Along with God, plastic on prayer. The weapons of our warfare, then 20 benefits of speaking in tongues and others. Go there, buy the truth, and sell it out. Pastor Kwaju, thanks for the privilege. Thanks for the honor. I don't take it for granted. Thank you. First Lady, thank you. Please help me celebrate. Thank you very much.